Welcome to our podcast, The Future of Marketing with Salesforce. I'm Stefan Lendi.
And I'm Vanessa Gentile.
And today we're joined by Pascal, the Regional Sales Director for Marketing Cloud, and we'll be discussing the evolving landscape of marketing strategy.
Our focus will be on driving personalized customer engagement, leveraging data-driven insights, orchestrating campaign across channels, and scaling efforts to meet growing business needs.
Now, if you're a decision maker looking to optimize your marketing, this episode will provide valuable insights into building more impactful, customer-centric strategies. Pascal, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pascal, for joining this podcast. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, of course, Vanessa. So as a regional sales director at Salesforce, my role is to ensure a good go-to-market for our digital solutions, so our marketing and commerce solutions at Salesforce.
So what is the future of marketing with Salesforce? Where do we stand? Where are we headed?
That's a very good question, Stefan. Thank you for asking. So the way we see this and what we're noticing on the market is that the future of marketing lies in relationship marketing. The most successful marketeers are the ones that focus on the relationship across the entire customer lifecycle. So what does that actually mean? Up until now, marketeers were focused on the top of the funnel. So the awareness and the acquisition phase, period. And that's where it stopped. And from there, the responsibility moves over to the sales, to the commerce, or even the service team. But all of this has created, all of these silos have created disjointed experiences for the customers.
Give us an example of what that means specifically.
Of course. Look, this is a real life example. Not a long time ago, I actually signed a third pillar contract with my house bank. So I had a lengthy conversation with my financial advisor and he finally wore me down. But it was okay. It was a good deal at the end of the day. A couple of weeks later, I receive a generic newsletter prompting me to evaluate and have a look at that same product. So you can imagine how fast I click that unsubscribe button, right?
Yeah, that does not make any sense. And what you're saying is this would not happen to relationship marketers, would it?
Of course not, because relationship marketeers, they connect, they have the ability to connect the communication across the entire customer lifecycle. So regardless of whether you're talking to your advisor or to this service team or to your marketeer, all of those messages need to be connected together across the entire experience that you're having with a brand.
Can you give us some recommendations on what three things actually need to be done to make this work?
Of course, but let me get back to my example first, right? So what would have helped me is having a follow-up message of how was the process? How did the conversation with our advisor go? What could we have done better? Or maybe have a look at these products that combine very well with your with what you just signed, right? So in the context of relationship marketing, which is foundational to our product strategy and development at Salesforce, we advise customers to focus on three things. The first one is actually connecting their departments across the organizations. The second is focusing on personalized engagement and communication. And the third, which is probably also the most relevant and most important nowadays, is becoming data and AI experts, because this one will actually enable them to personalize experiences across the entire journey and across all of the departments.
And Pascal, talking about data-driven marketing, what role do data-driven insights play in shaping modern marketing strategy?
Of course, I mean, they are critical to shaping the modern strategy for marketing. We have an amazing amount of data, an insane amount of data at the tip of our fingertips. And the crux of it lies in how we, and if we can actually manage to leverage that data. If you think about the most successful marketing campaigns that are driven, they are based on customer signals, behaviors. They understand the customer need. And based off of that, then they can drive relevant communication towards the customers.
Relevant communication also means personalized communication.
100%.
So why is personalization crucial in today's landscape?
Well, that's actually a pretty easy one, right? Because customer expectation has shifted immensely over the last couple of decades, right? If you think about our experiences, our day-to-day experiences with companies like Amazon, like TikTok, like Netflix, they have reshaped the way we think about personalization. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with a B2B or a B2C buyer. At the end of the day, we are all consumers. And having those relevant personalized communications that are consistent also across the different channels is what is going to make you stand out. Because often communication that is very generic will lay flat, right? And companies in the current competitive landscape, they cannot afford to be generic anymore.
Yeah. And how does Salesforce Marketing Cloud help company deliver personalization customer experience at scale?
As I said before, it all starts with the data, right? So what we do is we help you put all of your data together, bringing it from the different sources to create those unified customer profiles. And when I say unified customer profile, I'm not just talking about the traditional sense of a profile that is generated by CDPs, right? We cannot have this conversation without going into the CDP trend that every marketeer is following right now. So traditional CDPs would allow you to connect some sources of structured data with the ultimate goal of creating a segment for your marketing campaign. But that is, again, creating a siloed approach. So if we think about it in the context of relationship marketing, Salesforce has done a quantum leap in that area. And the way we go about this is that we say, okay, you can bring in any sources, be that structured or unstructured, your CRM data. You don't need to go to your data analyst and beg for a report 3 weeks before you launch your campaign. Bring in that data from your data warehouse through Zero Copy into your the marketing cloud, and then you can segment and build a campaign that you can activate not only through the traditional channels of marketing like email, SMS, but you can also expose it, and you should, to your sales team, to your service team. That 360 customer profile needs to be available for everyone across your organization, and it also needs to be actionable for everyone. And this is the beauty of the Salesforce platform.
Now, Pascal, in a fast-growing business, how does Salesforce Marketing Cloud actually support scalability?
Well, that's easy. It's actually by offering the right infrastructure that will allow you to grow together as your business grows, right? So it doesn't matter if you're a small, medium company or if you're operating on an enterprise scale, the Hyperforce infrastructure will allow you to expand based on your needs. So if you are growing in the number of campaigns and the number of contacts that you have, the Marketing Cloud platform allows you to do that in a way that ensures that you have zero disruption. Now, my favorite time of the year is where I like to look at our statistics. So if we think about Black Friday or the Christmas period, Cyber Monday, the sheer amount of transactions that go through our platform is just mind-blowing. Billions of emails and SMS every day, WhatsApp communications, or even commerce transactions with zero disruption. This is the scale that Salesforce brings to the game.
And out of curiosity, what makes the platform flexible enough to adapt to this different business needs and markets changes?
Of course, because we offer a holistic platform approach. So whether you need advanced analytics or you just need email engagement or you need a data platform, all of that is available to you. Or even if you think about loyalty management. So here we're really talking about the entire funnel from the awareness to the advocacy. We have a solution for all of those needs, and it's all connected throughout your organization. Now, the beauty of it all is, you might think, I'm a small customer or I don't have a need for all of that. The nice thing about it is that it's very modular. So you can start with us with the core functionalities that your business needs right now, And then you can grow into the capabilities as your strategy evolves and as the market evolves as well.
Now, if a customer says, I'd like to invest in marketing technology, what specific advice would you give them?
Well, first thing, which might sound a bit controversial, is don't focus on the technology to start, right? Think big picture. What are your objectives? What are your ultimate goals? And then you can start from there. Once you have the outcome in mind and the success criteria to measure that outcome, then we can talk about technology. This is where we come in. Technology is just the enabler for your strategy and your vision. And here we can partner with you at Salesforce to actually build out a sustainable roadmap together that will evolve as your capabilities and needs evolve on the market. That's number two. And then the third thing, which I unfortunately think is often disregarded, is don't forget about your people. Bring them along with your journey. Staff for success, or even train to actually be able to respond to the new technologies that you're putting in place. And here, Salesforce and our huge partner network are actually here to support you in that regard.
That is such great advice, Pascal, that we truly need to focus on the people and make sure we have them on board. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you also from my side. And that's a wrap on today's episode about Salesforce marketing landscape. My name is Vanessa Gentile.
And I'm Stefan Lendi, and we've explored how it empowers businesses through personalized engagement, through data-driven strategies, cross-channel marketing, and scalability.
If you are looking to enhance your marketing efforts, this platform could be the key to driving long-term success.
Thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.